WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little more grace and a whole lot less freaking out. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, always chasing something just out of reach? Like your mind is a runaway train, barreling through thoughts and anxieties without a conductor? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. That doesn't have to be our reality. Today we're diving into something truly powerful, cultivating a sense of calm and inner peace. We're talking about training your mind to become a sanctuary, a place where you can retreat from the chaos and find that elusive sense of serenity. This isn't some hippy-dippy New Age concept, folks. This is practical, actionable wisdom that can transform your everyday life. Trust me, I've been there, done that, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock 5 key takeaways that will help you build your own personal oasis of calm. First up, mindfulness. Ever notice how easily our minds jump from one thought to the next, like a squirrel on a caffeine high? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention back to the present moment. It's about noticing your breath, feeling the sensations in your body, and simply being aware of what's happening right now, without judgment. Imagine it like training your mind to hit the pause button whenever things get overwhelming. Second, acceptance. This one can be a real tough nut to crack, but hear me out. Life is going to throw curveballs. There's no way around that, but what we can control is how we react to those curveballs. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up or resigning yourself to defeat. It means acknowledging the reality of a situation and choosing to move forward with grace, even when things are tough. Think about it like this. Resisting change is like trying to hold onto a wet bar of soap. It's slippery and ultimately futile. Third, gratitude. I'm not talking about forcing yourself to be thankful for the mundane stuff, though that can be helpful too. I'm talking about actively seeking out the good in your life, big and small. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a heartfelt laugh with a friend, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Next up, purpose. Having a sense of purpose is like having an internal compass that guides you through life's storms. What are you passionate about? What makes you feel truly alive? When you align your actions with your values and passions, you create a sense of meaning and fulfillment that goes beyond the daily grind. Finally, self-compassion. This is where things get really personal. We all make mistakes, we all stumble, and sometimes life just plain sucks. But how we treat ourselves during those tough times matters more than anything. Be kind to yourself, offer yourself words of encouragement, and remember that you're human, perfectly imperfect. Imagine this. You're in the middle of a chaotic day, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your inner voice is screaming, "I can't do it." But instead of letting that chaos take over, you take a deep breath, you bring your attention to the present moment, you acknowledge the stress without judgment, and you remind yourself that you've got this. You practice gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow. You focus on your purpose, using your skills and talents to make a difference in the world. And most importantly, you treat yourself with kindness and understanding. That's the power of cultivating calm and inner peace. It's not about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about making small, consistent choices that lead to a more peaceful and fulfilling life. So how can you start incorporating these practices into your own life? Start by choosing one key takeaway that resonates with you. Maybe it's mindfulness, acceptance, or gratitude, and commit to practicing it for just 5 minutes each day. Don't underestimate the power of small steps. They add up. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your experiences, your triumphs, and your challenges with others. Build a community of support and encouragement. Because at the end of the day, life is too short to be anything but calm, collected, and content. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.